the NFL annual meetings wrapping up here on Wednesday. Pleased to be joined by ESPN's Adam Schefter. In Denver, all the talk is about the quarterback position. They've said a lot that they're happy with their two young guys. What are you hearing?
I think that they're content to move forward with Paxton Lynch and with Trevor Siemian. I don't expect that they would be involved in Tony Romo if and when the Dallas Cowboys were to release him. Now, that could change, and teams' plans change all the time. But I think right now, they're content with both those quarterbacks. They traded up last year to get Paxton Lynch. They drafted him in the first round. They have a lot invested in him. I think they have high hopes for him. We'll see what he can do. I don't think the talent is the question there. And Trevor Siemian is beloved in that locker room, and we'll see how he responds in his second year as a potential starting quarterback, but I think they're rolling with those two guys right now.
They've added a couple of free agents on the offensive line, but not at left tackle. Can you give us a name that's still available out there?
Gary Zimmerman's still available, but as my friend Sal Palantonio would say, he's not walking through that door anytime soon, unfortunately for Denver. Tony Jones, same thing. They could use one of those left tackles. Look, if you're looking for a left tackle in late March, early April, you probably have a problem. The draft is very lean at the offensive tackle position. It's just not something that you could find. And you have a situation there where they lost Russell Okun. They went out and drafted Menelik Watson, or signed Menelik Watson, Ron Leary. So they've done what they can to upgrade the offensive line, and I think they've done a good job of that this offseason.
Last year, Broncos owner Pat Bowlen was knocking on the door at the Hall of Fame. Do you think this year he might get past the finish line there?
A complete injustice that he's not in. He should have been in. He deserves to be in. It's time to get him in. And I would hope that the voters see the light and do the right thing and get him in. I can't answer whether this is the year because you never know when it's the year. Could say that for a lot of different players, a lot of different times. The only thing I could tell you is that Pat Bowlen is an unequivocal Hall of Famer.
What do you feel like his lasting legacy is in the NFL?
There's so much that he did. First of all, I don't think the television football marriage would be what it is today were it not for Pat Bowlen. Pat Bowlen is as responsible as anybody for growing the TV revenues in the sport of football. And all the money that the players make today is because of the TV in the sport. That, in large part, is due to Mr. Bowlen. He created a winning organization. The Broncos are a standard in the NFL and in sports, and that's because of him. He has been a huge figure on labor committees, finance committees, TV committees. He's done huge work. He's created a winning organization, and he's a Hall of Famer.
Adam, thanks for your time. Appreciate
it. Thank you very much.